second, please. I gotta finish what I'm doing.
Okay.
Officer Swiller? That's how you say it, right?
It's Swiley.
Swiley.
Swiley, yes.
What was the verdict? Can I go to the meeting, or are they going to ask me not to go?
So, yes, you, since the meetings are open to the public, you are allowed to go to the meeting. But the superintendent just wanted me to caution you that be very careful about what you say if they have a public comment portion. If it gets to the point where you are accusing or making statements about staff, parents, children, they're gonna stop the session and you will no longer be allowed to have any kind of it's a public forum, so that communication will not be allowed in that setting. So he wanted me to caution you about what if you do go to a meeting and you decide to make some statements, be very, very careful about what you say and what you accuse. Because if they take them as offensive, they may pursue charges against you at that point. So I just wanted to make sure you were aware of that. You are allowed to go to the meeting
because
it's open to the public, but just be very careful about what you say when you're at that meeting. Okay.
Then you can relate to him because I'm not allowed to communicate with him. I'm not going to go because it sounds like it's a trap. But he is denying me my freedom of speech, First Amendment. But I just don't care because I'll get them in court.
Okay.
Sound good, Officer Swiley?
Okay. That's Swiley.
Swiley, I'm
Thank
sorry.
Thank you for, no problem. Thank you for taking my calls today. I think we've had good communication back and forth.
I forget the time he said. Cease
right.
and desist. I agree. I have a video that I wanted to send to
okay.
the PTO where the DIFAS agent admits Jennifer put the baby up to it. I would have liked to have sent that to the PTO, but as per your request, I'm not allowed to.
Yeah. At this point, I would not. And it's my understanding that you have an open case in Ocean County regarding a false allegation against Ms. Oland. That would be the appropriate. You have an open case where you sign a complaint against Ms. Oland in Ocean County. So
yes,
what I'm
sir.
Saying is if that matter goes to court, then whatever evidence you have in regards to a conversation that may have taken place, that is where you can present that information to the court in your defense. So that's where that is appropriate for you. You've already sent communication to the school about what your beliefs are in that, and that you filed a complaint, and you also sent a copy of the report from DCP&P that the initial investigation was determined to be was unfounded. I would say if you have anything else, then that's something that you save for your case at some point when it goes to court, if it goes to court.
I'm going to listen
okay?
to you. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir, and hope you have a good day.
You too. Good day, sir. Goodbye.
All right. Thank you. Bye.